Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. Amen. This is tape 270326. Amen. Hallelujah. Wherever you are welcome to Prophetic Declaration Hour. This is your set time for alignment and for realignment and for divine establishment. Today, destinies shall be corrected, purposes shall be refilled, and lives shall be rooted in God's eternal counsel. Lift up your voice and say, Lord, align me with my divine purpose. Amen. Your host is Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladunjoye. Hallelujah. And today, we are looking at very wonderful, very important topic, which says, rooted in purpose. Rooted in purpose. Don't forget, no matter how many days remain in the month, it's still your month of rooted and built up. But today we are looking at rooted in purpose. And our major scriptural consideration today is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5. Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5. And I read, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. That is God speaking there. Hallelujah. I want us to quickly reflect on that verse of the scripture. Beloved, I want you to hear and hear this very well. Hear this and hear it well. Purpose precedes planting. That is, purpose comes before planting. Before you arrived on earth, heaven had already concluded on your assignment. Before you arrive here, before you were born, your assignment has been concluded already by God. You are not afterthought. You are a divine intention. You are not an accident. The way and the manner you were born does not matter. What matters is that God wanted you here, and he created you, and you are here. So you are not accidental. Many are alive, but not aligned. Many are busy, but not purposeful. Many are planted, but not rooted in the right direction. When a man is disconnected from purpose, from the reason why he or she was born, then frustration becomes his daily experience. Just like some are being frustrated now. But when a man is rooted in purpose, even challenges become stepping stones to destiny. Today, God is calling you back. Back from confusion, back from misdirection, back from every wrong pursuit into your divine assignment. This is the focus today. And quickly, I want us to go into prophetic declarations. Don't forget, with a loud voice, with conviction, with faith in your heart, and knowing fully that this is prayer of agreement, and God will honor whatever we prayed this morning. I want you to join me, lift your voice wherever you are, and declare with fire, and declare with fervency, declare with authority, declare with passion, declare with somebody who is looking for something and believes that he's going to get it. Hallelujah. Say in the name of Jesus. I want you to say amen when you need to say amen. When you need to repeat it after me, you repeat after me. Okay? I am going to lead the prayer. You say amen. You repeat it after me and personalize it. In the name of Jesus, I declare over everyone under the sound of my voice, on the surface of the earth, wherever you are located, wherever you are situated, wherever God has placed you, your life comes into divine alignment now. Every step you have taken out of God's will, I command divine correction in the name of Jesus Christ. I command divine restoration in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. According to Jeremiah 1:5, by the authority of that word, before you were formed, God ordained you. Therefore, I decree, I prophesy over you, you will not miss your divine ordination. You will not miss your divine ordination. You will not miss purpose. You will not miss the reason why God formed you. You will not miss destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter how old you are. God is still with you. God still wants you to fulfill purpose. Abraham was old enough when he found purpose. For every elderly person, you are hearing me now. I decree over you, I profess over you, that the rest of your life will be spent purposefully in the name of Jesus. The rest of your life will be spent fulfilling purpose in quick succession, in compensation, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of confusion, every spirit of delay and misdirection working against your destiny, I command, be broken now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command each one of them to be broken, delay in your life to be broken, confusion in your life to be broken, misdirection in your life to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare, as a servant of God, you are rooted in Christ. You are rooted in Christ. You are established in purpose. You are planted in the center of God's will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every wrong association pulling you away from destiny, be disconnected now in the name of Jesus Christ. For every child, all the children, all the youth, you are being pulled away. I decree over you today that you have become a concern to your parents. I decree over you from today a disconnection between you and the forces that are pulling you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil association that you have entered into, you are disconnected now by the blood of Jesus Christ. They have prayed over you. They have run earth and scattered over you. You have made your parents to shed tears. And their hearts are heavy. They are in pain because of you. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command rest. I command purposeful living into your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive divine connections that will push you into purpose in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and I declare your gifts will find expression. Everyone under the sound of my voice, your gift will find expression. You have gifts, but you are not known anywhere. You are not manifesting the glory of God. You are not manifesting the power of God. You have talent. That talent is like you have nothing. But today, in the name of Jesus, I decree over you, your gift will find expression. Your gift will make a room for you. Your gift will make you to stand before the authority, before the kings, and not before men. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your calling will find clarity. In the name of Jesus Christ, you have a calling. But it's like you have nothing. Even you are trying to pursue the calling, but it's like you are not making headway. From today, in the name of Jesus, your calling will make many. Your calling will find clarity. Your destiny will find fulfillment. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will not be busy and be empty again. You are busy. You are moving from one place to the other, but there's nothing to show for it. Your business is empty. Today, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree over you, I prophesy over you, anyone in that situation, you will not be busy and be empty at the same time. In the name of Jesus Christ, because in all labor, there is profit, there is dignity in labor. Whatsoever you are doing will begin to bring results to you. In the name of Jesus, I command results in quick succession. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not be active and be unproductive. In the name of Jesus, your life will count for God and for your generation. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will be a positive influence for your generation. In the mighty name of Jesus, your generation will know that you came to this world. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for you are children of the same parents. But there is none of you that they can point to and say, this one is making waves. Today, in the name of Jesus, I command a change, positive change in your family and among you, the siblings. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree today and I prophesy over everyone, anyone that believes that you are hearing me now, like a tree planted by the rivers of water, you shall bring forth fruit in your season. Your leaves shall not wither. Everything you do shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy over you, from today, your life takes a new direction. From today, your life takes a new turn, a positive turn. A new leaf will be opened for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, from today, your life takes a direction of purpose. Your life takes a direction of impact and a direction of fulfillment. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your labor will no longer be aborted. Your purpose will no longer be aborted. Your destiny will no longer be aborted. You will fulfill purpose, the very reason why God created you. From today, you shall begin to walk in it. You shall find alignment. You shall begin to fulfill purpose. And you shall become happy and joyful in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. I want you to listen to the word of knowledge. As the prayer was going on, some things dropped. And the first angle to it is that every fear of unexplained negativity in your life is being broken. This word is for you. I want you to pay attention to it so that you can pick the word and wage war with it. This one is for somebody who is going through unexplained negativity, fear in your life. God is said to break that fear today. I'm talking to the person that nothing is moving. But I want you to know that nothing has a right to harm you without a cause. Okay? You are living under fear of unknown attacks. Feeling as though something is working against you without explanation. But I want you to know today, one powerful truth is this, that no cause can land without a legal ground. No cause. Where there is no cause, there can be no effect at the same time. I want to pray that today, every fear of mysterious negativity will be broken in your life. You are not going to be a victim of random evil again. And I want you to know that if it has no foundation, it has no permission to stay. So we want to undo whatever that is causing that. And even there is somebody that you are listening to me now, part of the things worrying you is that there is a strange movement in your body. Strange movement in your body, crawling in your body. You can't explain it. But today, I'm praying with you that an end will come to any strange movement in your life and in your body, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God is going to remove every legal ground the enemy may be using against you. And God will restore your spiritual covering in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wife curses. Curses do not come without a curse. Sometimes there are open doors that give the enemy access. And for one person, your own is because of your ignorance, not knowing God's word or spiritual rights that you have. Because of that, you have allowed the enemy to operate in your life unchecked. Your case will be upturned today in the name of Jesus. There's another person that your own is negative confessions, self-curses. You use negative words concerning yourself by yourself, talking about careless speaking, which has created spiritual opening for what you are passing through. Your mouth by yourself. It's not somebody else. Yourself, the way you talk, God will deliver you. But you need to make a change. You have to amend your ways. You have to caution yourself about what you say. And to another person, is concerning your actions, your disobedience. Your sinful habit is your problem. You can compromise too much, and compromise can establish grounds for consequences. That's what you are passing through. Your willful disobedience, your sinful habits, you know yourself. You need to retrace your step today. And to another person, it's because of your association, keeping wrong company. This has exposed you to influences and battles that are not originally yours. This is an inherited battle. It's an inherited battle as a result of the association, as a result of your affiliation. So you are the one that can remove yourself there. If the association you have joined is overbearing, then you will need the intervention of God. Hallelujah. Everyone that you have spoken about today, you will need to go into 3 days prayer and fasting for deliverance. This cannot go out except by prayer and fasting. God is not condemning you. He is cleansing you. He is restoring you and closing every door by his mercy. From prophetic insight, every ground the enemy has used is being revoked by mercy now. You are stepping into a season of renewed covering, authority, and protection in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every spoken or projected curse over your life is being reversed and rendered powerless, because there is somebody, your own is as a result of the spoken words against you, whether out of anger. Your parent released curse over you because of anger. There's another person because of jealousy against you. There's another person because of spiritual manipulations. But I want you to know today, like a bird wandering without rest, curses without curse cannot settle. And today, I want you to know that no one has final authority over you, because those things were not backed by the truth. God's word will override every contrary voice that has gone against you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. from prophetic insight, I want to say that every negative word spoken over your destiny is a returning void without any effect. You are covered by divine authority. Only what God has spoken will stand in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget, 3 days prayers and fasting. If you don't know what to pray, get in touch with me. I will help you out. We are in partnership in this prayer. Hallelujah. But I join my faith with your own, and I decree today that no curse without a cause shall stand in your life again. I want you to say, if you are one of those people I've just spoken to, say, no curse without a cause shall stand in my life. Every fear is broken. Every evil word is canceled. Either by my parents, by my sibling, by anyone, by the one that is older than me, by the one that is younger than me, even the curse of the devil, any curse of any man, is canceled today in the name of Jesus Christ. Every legal grant is removed by mercy. And I walk in divine covering. I hope you are saying it for yourself and over your life. I walk in divine covering. I walk in protection and in authority of God's word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Everyone, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. Let there be divine alignment. Let there be clarity of purpose. Let there be supernatural establishment. Every destiny that has been wandering, bring it back on track. Every life that has been confused, Lord, release divine direction over them. In the mighty name of Jesus, root your people deeply in your will, O God. Let them not live ordinary lives again. Let them fulfill extraordinary destinies. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. In closing, I want you to know that this is your season of alignment. This is your moment of purpose. Go and work in your divine assignment. Go and manifest your God's ordained destiny. Keep declaring, keep believing, and keep becoming all that God has ordained you to be. I declare over you, you are rooted, you are built up, and you are walking in purpose. Remember, your host is Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich Oladunjoye, the author of Prince Scriptures and Counseling Devotional. Until I come your will again, keep sharing this tape until somebody is being blessed. And the more you share it, the more you are being blessed. I want you to remain blessed. I want you to be eternally blessed until I come your will again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. It is done.